calling the 13th Institute. If you suffer from triskaidekaphobia, now there's help. Our team of highly skilled therapists will teach you how to cope with your idiotic tendencies. Stop by today. We're on the 13th floor at 1313 Superstition Street, just around the corner from Black Cat Boulevard and Broken Mirror Way.
Oh, no!
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, no, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Can you tell me what day it is?
Today is Friday.
It's Friday the 13th. Ready for that?
Friday the 13th?
It's Friday the
13th. It's Friday the 13th.
I'm not superstitious.
He's really superstitious.
Me superstitious? You must be kidding.
There's no point in being superstitious.
Yes, there is.
You are the unluckiest person in the world.
This show is the unluckiest show on the radio.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio 434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Yep, there she is. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? You query, and I tell you this every time, and you just don't listen. All you have to do is simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You just do that one time. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even our website, Radio434.com. Just go to the Mike Show channel. There's a link, and you can click it real good. We're also on the Facebook Live, the video simulcast at the Mike Show VA. So check that out. Each and every one of our broadcasts are up there. Okay, coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with stupid criminals in dot news. But then we have a double dose of smarts today because we have your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very afraid. I'm not exactly sure. We've got the folks from the Out of the Darkness Walk. They're going to be joining us as well in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned for that. What else? Do we have anything else? Oh, yeah, tonight. We're going to be at Three Roads. And speaking of the Out of the Darkness folks, they have a fundraiser and a mixer that's going to be taking place. And we have Daniel Capel is going to be playing for us in our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. That takes place tonight, 6 to 9 at Three Roads. We hope you'll join us. All right. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Oh, what was I supposed to remember at the store? She said, don't forget to get the... She said, you always forget things. Don't forget to pick up the... Oh, I know. I'll call her about something else and she'll say, you didn't forget to pick up the... That's it.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah. The Mike Show. So, what's the most common response you hear when you say something? Yes, no, I don't know, or what did you say? According to new research, let me get rid of this. According to new research, the average person says, "What did you say?" To someone else. They ask the question to someone else at least 3 times a day. That's about 21 times a week, 91 times a month, and 1,095 times per year. Obviously, there are several reasons why we ask people to repeat themselves. Hearing issues. We didn't follow what was said. We weren't listening, or we're buying time to come up with an answer. Those are the obvious reasons why. If they couldn't hear, the average person will ask for it to be repeated twice before giving up on understanding and just pretending to have heard it. So that brings us to our top list. According to this study, the average American asks, "What did you say?" over 1,000 times. And trust us, it's not the only thing. For details, check out today's list. It's our top list today. Top other things Americans say 1,000 times a year. All right, here we go. Oh, I got to get the thingy. And the other thingy. Why did that computer just die? Good Lord. It just rebooted itself. It's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. I mean, yeah. All right, here we go. Top other things Americans say 1,000 times a year. Trump said what? I'll have fries with that. Top other things Americans say 1,000 times a year. I know I can't afford this, but screw it. Well, according to Facebook, it's our top list today. Top other things Americans say 1,000 times a year. I'll exercise tomorrow. You won't believe what Britney posted today. Top other things Americans say 1,000 times a year. Do you have this in an extra, extra large? That was me yesterday. Top other things Americans say 1,000 times a year. Sorry, kids, the McFlurry machine is broken. Top other things Americans say 1,000 times a year. I'm having Nick Cannon's baby. And top other things that Americans say 1,000 times a year, including Gordon Freebird. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle.
And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Friday the 13th. Fun fact, in a single year, Friday the 13th can happen no more than three times. Just like my sex life with the missus. A 4.7 earthquake centered in Malibu hit yesterday morning. The only thing shakier in Southern California yesterday was Dave Grohl's marriage. Sony unveiled a faster, more powerful PlayStation 5 Pro, which ironically is going to make boyfriends slower to get off the couch to look for a job. And John Bon Jovi helped talk a woman off the ledge of a bridge. She was resistant until he said, "This is not headline news."
It's not. It's the Mike Show. However, thank you for joining us on the finally Friday edition of the program. And remember, program note, today, a little bit later on, you can join us at Three Roads. We're going to be there from 6 until 9 in support of the Out of the Darkness Walk. It is a fundraiser for those folks and a mixer. So come on out and show your support. Learn a little bit more about the Out of the Darkness Walk. And also enjoy the tunes of Daniel Capel. We've got him in our mic'd up pop-up. And we're going to be doing that again between 6 and 9 tonight at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Here, wait. Why is the background so fuzzy? Trying to get the camera to auto zoom. It's still not doing it. All right, that's fine. Well, I don't want to put my nose up into the camera to get it to reset, so it's fine. It's fine. see, and it's Friday the 13th. Exactly. So if you're into that sort of thing, and if you're you know, concerned about it, let me see. I definitely want to talk about this, but I know that, yeah, here we go. So as mentioned, it's Friday the 13th. Are you doing anything differently today? I'm, you know, quite frankly, like, technical things happen in this studio all the time and to these computers. But there just seems to be a lot. Maybe it's just my perception of, because, you know, it is Friday the 13th. Well, anyway, a survey found that an overwhelming majority of Americans just don't really care about the date today. When people were asked, "Do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day?" 80% said it's probably not or definitely not unlucky. On the other side of things, just 11% of us think today is probably or definitely unlucky. Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky. They're also more likely to consider themselves superstitious overall. 16% of men say they are very superstitious compared to just 2% of women. What was the other story? Speaking of men and women. Yeah, let's get a sound effect for this one. There we go. Does this number sound right to you? Or are you more of a marathoner in the sack? Or are you a sprinter, perhaps? A poll found that the average American who has a good sex life thinks the average roll in the hay,
roll in the hay, roll, roll,
should last a total of 35 minutes.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. But don't worry, guys. less than half of that time is actually spent, you know...
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed. Yeah.
Let me help you with that.
All right, so here we'll break it down for you. And take notes, guys. So if you're looking to improve your stats, 35 minutes includes 15 minutes of foreplay, 15 minutes of doing it, 5 minutes of cuddling. So they only pulled women for this? Anyway, sorry. Those numbers can vary, though, obviously, depending on what time of day you're doing it. The poll found that bedroom rodeo sessions at night tend to last the longest. The shortest sessions are midday nooners. All right.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. All right. Coming up. Let's see.
Butt talk, so.
Shut up. Oh, yeah. Coming up. We have, we're going to get smarter. I promise. I really promise we're going to get smarter with your five random facts. We're going to get even more smarter-est with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? All right, here we go. Number one. The political left and right first appeared during the French Revolution of 1789 when members of the National Assembly divided into the conservative supporters of the old regime to the assembly president's right and then the more liberal supporters of the revolution to his left. Number two. This is really interesting. The easternmost point in Canada is St. John's in Newfoundland. And because Canada is so huge, it's actually closer to Croatia in Europe than it is to Vancouver on Canada's west coast. Number three. In 1759, Arthur Guinness signed a 9,000-year lease for a brewery in Dublin, Ireland, at $75 a month. So Guinness will be in that brewery until the year 10,759, when they can renegotiate. Number four, when Anders Celsius invented his temperature scale in 1749, he had the boiling point of water at zero and the freezing point at 100. That was flipped around after he died. And number five, Coca-Cola got into the wine business in 1977, but wound up selling everything in 1983 when they discovered soda's much more profitable. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts.
Yep, the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. Coming up, what the heck are we going to do? We're going to get even more smarter with nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. What's going on over there?
Hello. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm good. Happy Friday. Happy Friday the 13th, by the way. I mean, you know, so if you're worried about that kind of stuff.
No.
No? Never? Okay, that's good. That's good. Neither am I. Not at all. It is the Finally Friday edition, and we have guests aplenty. 10 years. We have been doing this 10 years. We have been talking about this 10 years. We've been interviewing you and walking for a purpose. And what is that purpose? Who wants to go first? And please introduce yourselves before you start talking. Or you have to talk to introduce yourselves. So that doesn't make any sense. Take two. So please introduce yourselves and then tell us what's going on.
I'm Joan Rosine.
Hi, Joan.
I'm Deanne Adams.
Hi, Deanne.
Hi. I'm Whitney Wilder.
Uh-huh.
I am Brandy Jones.
Hi there.
Hello.
Okay, now that we've established that, so we have the folks from the Out of the Darkness Walk, and again, it's been 10 years of walking, 10 years of triumphing over a very, very stigmatized situation, and we've talked about this before with suicide and with any other medical condition. If you have a heart disease, people talk about it openly, but somehow, and maybe this is lessening over the course of time, but there still is some sort of a stigma over mental illness, and you know, we can address that, and we can talk about the walk and the event that you guys have coming up. So who wants to go first? You!
We actually Yay. Were just talking about this, and over the last 20 years that I have been touched by suicide, the landscape around conversation with mental health, suicide, awareness, prevention, all of that has shifted so drastically.
Sure.
And I credit things like this. I credit conversations that occur, the community that has been built. It has really altered the landscape.
Absolutely, and I will agree with that as well.
And I can remember 10 years ago, you were one of the few radio stations that would actually talk with us about the walk.
Really?
Yes. Huh. It was really difficult because a lot of folks didn't want to talk about it.
That's really interesting.
Scott Stevens.
Yeah.
Truly embraced us and allowed us to come in to share our stories and to talk about the walk. And I cannot tell you how much we appreciate that.
Well, Scott's a good guy.
10 years, yeah. But it's been 10 years.
Yeah, it has been.
And you emceed our first walk.
Yeah. And now, going back to the first walk, how many walkers did you have at that first walk?
I think it was right at 300.
Yeah, I'll speak on that.
Yeah,
the first year we started at Percival's Isle, and our goal was to have 300 people show up. That was just a number our very small committee came up with, and we wanted to spread awareness and let people know that we existed. And it rained and we had winds and
it all calmed
and the people came, and we did in fact end up with a little over 300 people the first year, and it just told us this is why we do this, to let people know that there is support,
and it has grown ever since. What was the tally on walkers last year?
Well, we were looking at about 1,000, 1,200.
Considerable growth.
The second year, we doubled from 300 to 600. Mm-hmm. And then we jumped up over 1,000 and outgrew our space at Percival's.
Yeah.
So we went across the railroad track to Riverfront Park and said we can stay here forever until they started renovation. So, and then COVID hit and things dropped off. But we're at Peaks View Park. This is our second year there.
Okay.
And, you know, people have come back out and really embraced it. And it's wonderful. So we're delighted to have the support from the community.
Well, tell us about some of the other organizations and some of the other, I don't want to call them vendors, but folks that are coming out, also different businesses and such that are supporting the walk.
Our resource tables, we have Kairos Counseling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whitney always trips me up on how to say it. They will be there. They're actually going to be at our memory wall set up to be there if you need a safe space to talk. So we'll have various counseling groups there. We have veterans organizations.
Horizon Behavioral Health.
They will be there.
Anderson Counseling.
Deanne knows the list better than I do. She knows the specifics,
but any resource that wants
to show up, you know, we accept
Absolutely.
To have a table and get their information out there.
Okay. Do you have entertainment this year?
Absolutely.
Yes, we are fortunate. We're fortunate to again have Tony Kam and the Funk All Stars.
That's fantastic.
It definitely starts us off on a happy foot.
Yep.
And then we have the Flat Five Jazz Band. We are blessed to have them.
That's fantastic.
They will be performing as well. And as much as this is a meaningful and impactful event, it is not a somber affair.
Yeah,
the whole thing is actually really inspiring and uplifting, and we're really blessed to have these groups that continue to come back.
No, and that is fantastic.
Tony actually emceed our second walk.
Yeah.
And after that, he's been with us every year.
That's fantastic,
too. We just cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. And you're the one that actually was the catalyst behind that.
Well, I mean, Tony's a great guy, and I knew he would do a fantastic job, and I'm glad that he has been with you guys for all this time. Where can folks sign up? Can folks still sign up for the walk?
Absolutely.
Okay. And when...
Oh, you're going to speak over me. It is afsp.org/Lynchburg.
Okay.
You can sign up. It's free. Anytime between now and walk morning. If you wake up the morning of the walk, decide you want to show up, haven't registered, you can still register online, but we will also have a registration table to get you all set.
All right. And the walk itself is on October the 5th.
It is.
Okay.
It is at Peaks View Park. We began registration at 9 a.m. You can get your beads, your honor bead that represents the color, of your story. And then we've got, we'll have the memory wall, we'll have Hope Rocks, and of course you can visit any of our resource tables.
Okay. This all sounds fantastic. And again, you know, it's to look at the numbers, to look at the amount of folks that are coming out in support of this, really tells the tale as to folks are willing to open up about this. Mm-hmm. Folks are willing to talk, and you know, don't be afraid to talk to folks or ask for help in any kind of a situation, because it could really be a life changer. And I think that's kind of the message and the takeaway that I've always gotten from this.
It's our community coming together, supporting each other, our families, our friends, our coworkers, our veterans, our emergency responders, coming together in memory of those that we've lost, and being there for those that still struggle.
Yeah. Well, again, the walk is on October the 5th. And it takes place at Peaks View Park. You can register online by going to afsp.org/Lynchburg.
Exactly.
Okay. I got it right.
You nailed it.
I nailed that. Okay, so you guys brought me a present.
It's tradition.
We did.
Traditional gift. I mean, bribe you.
Oh, yes, parking.
Oh, yay.
Wait, here. Our gentleman off camera, he's mouthing parking. Okay, so tell us about the logistics and the parking situation.
Since we are at Peaks View, it is more limiting. You are welcome to park at any of the parking lots if there are spaces available.
Okay.
However, we do have shuttles running from the Old Forest Walmart.
Okay.
The YMCA has been great these past 2 years. Running that for us. We'll have committee members out there to guide you, and we will be running them before the walk, and we will run them all the way until everybody gets back to where they need after the walk.
Good job.
And I will add that one of those buses will be dog friendly.
Yes.
So there will be one shuttle that if you have a dog that you want to bring with you, you can ride that shuttle. And for those who have allergies, there is a dog free shuttle.
Okay. All right. So you guys have pretty
activities
much everything.
Activities for the kids?
Yeah, everything.
Yes, we do have activities for the kids. This is a family-friendly event.
That is fantastic. Folks, again, sign up for this walk. It's really, really important. Okay, you guys gave me statistics, and Deanna knows that I don't like to read statistics.
We appreciate you so much.
However, is this correct? And I'm going to ask it in the form of a question. Second leading cause of death for ages 15 to 34.
It is.
Fourth leading cause for ages 35 to 54.
Yes.
Eighth for 55 to 64, and 16th for 65 and older. Now, I don't have the statistics on this, but there was a gentleman that was on with us who was a veteran. Who talked about the amount of deaths by suicide for veterans. And he quoted a figure.
It's over 20 a day.
Between a period of time, he quoted a figure, and this is not 100% accurate, but he had mentioned that in combat-related deaths,
yes,
it was somewhere around 6,000. In death by suicide, it was over 30,000 in this period of time that he was quoting, and that is just a staggering figure. And I mean, obviously, that's one occupation that, you know, really is just brutal. But man, oh man, those statistics are just staggering.
Right behind veteran deaths by suicide are the construction industry.
Okay.
So American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is actually partnered this year, an ongoing project, and now is bringing in the construction industry because it's a hugely underserved portion of the mental health crisis.
Yeah. So what would your advice be to anybody that's out there dealing with a loved one, a family member, a friend? What would you tell them if there seems to be some sort of a crisis?
988. You can text or you can call 988.
Okay. That's simple.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Very, very simple. Okay. So now, can I...
You can open your present now.
Yes, please do.
May I open my present?
Yes,
we're so excited.
I got a card. Should I read the card first?
She said no.
No? Okay. All right. I'll set the card aside. It's, you know, I find it to be a polite thing. Okay. Cool.
Is it what?
Yes. Yay! Yes. This is one of my favorite snacks of all time. It's chicken and a biscuit.
They're so good.
It's a tradition.
But
it is
wait.
So
we
good.
We will not forget this.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
There's the cheese, isn't there?
Yes.
Easy cheese.
Easy cheese.
For my chicken and a biscuit. Is there
just some armbands that you can pass out?
There's some armbands, and that's cool. And we'll
to put
we'll
in the reception desk.
We'll decorate our chickens with those.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I love the bag.
The bag's great.
That bag looked like you.
Thank you. So. Yep.
And you can open the card if you want.
Oh, now I can open the card? Yeah. May I? Okay.
All right. I'm special.
I think the
but
whole thing.
But you're special.
Yes, I am.
Very special.
That's what my mommy says.
She right. did not lie.
No, she didn't. I can't read a word of this. It's upside
down.
Up there. thank you. And there's a card in a card. Goodness gracious, there's more. Holy moly. Nice. I get a gift card to a restaurant, too.
You did.
Good Lord.
A really good restaurant.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have to do any of this. You are probably the only guests that bring presents.
He's saying
we have a high standard.
I mean, seriously.
We will try not to let you down by next year.
But Joan and I have been doing this for 10 years.
Yes, you have. And so
we're going to be passing the baton over to these two beautiful ladies.
So this is your last year of the walk. As in your current
roles.
In your current roles. But of course you'll still be in a supporting role.
They will.
They're
they
not,
can't leave permanently.
Yeah. No. I thought I was out. They pull me back in. That's fantastic. Well, congratulations on a job well done.
Well, and when I think about the people that I've met along the way.
Yeah.
You have been one of the most special people.
Well, again,
I mean, you really have because
my mom
that. Yeah, you listen to us, and yeah. I mean, during a time that people didn't want to talk about it,
yeah,
you wanted to hear those conversations. That's
what we do. It's really nothing special. In at least from this seat, it's what we do, and it might be. I had this discussion on air on September 11th, and every September 11th we do a tribute that's just rough. It is so rough, and that's usually this show is just goofy and fart noises and stuff like that, and it's just irreverent humor, but we are also very very tied in with the community and. We want to tell the stories, and we appreciate you guys coming in and telling your story year after year and everything that you do. I get to talk about it. You guys actually do it. So
yes, but this is the perfect example of how impactful it can be to do something as simple as listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So,
wow.
I mean, it can be very little effort for a huge return.
Well, that is a great analogy and a great way to put it.
You know, and the thing is that we're all volunteers. We're not paid employees.
Yeah.
But we all have a personal story.
Sure.
And we've come together that we have that common thread.
Yeah.
And this is something that we're really, really passionate about.
And I can tell after 10 years of doing this year after year and volunteering year after year and being very diligent. Okay, so today, between 6 and 9,
yes.
We're going to have it's a mixer and a fundraiser that'll take place at Three Roads Brewery. We have Daniel Capel is going to be playing tonight. He's going to be our mic'd up pop-up artist, and he'll be playing for you guys. So we encourage everybody to come out and meet the folks behind the walk. And enjoy some company and some great music and a little bit of beer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
And I'll be there as well. So you can come on out. It's 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. If you've never been there, you owe it to yourself to get there. All right. Well, did we cover everything?
I hope so.
Did we cover
show up on October 5th and you will see for yourself.
Okay. Did we get all the logistics?
You did a great job.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. And you did as well. You kept us on task. So we appreciate that. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown. SpaceX pulled off the first all-civilian spacewalk yesterday. It was less a walk and more of a stick-your-head-out-the-window type of a thing. But the footage is wild. Two of the four astronauts ventured outside the ship. Billionaire mission commander Jared Isaacman was first, then SpaceX engineer Sarah Gillis. They each spent about 10 minutes outside. They had helmet cams on, so it's a pretty cool view. Jared stuck his head out and had his Neil Armstrong moment, saying, "Back at home, we have a lot of work to do. But from here, it sure looks like a perfect world." We'll link that video up on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. In health news, don't get mad if your doctor says health issues are because you're getting older. Sometimes that's just true. Deal with it, old timer. In other space news, it turns out that the two astronauts that were stuck up there, that are stuck up there on the space station, could have come home on Boeing's damaged Starliner ship, but there was a risk, so they didn't take it. China.
Hello.
Hi. They want to build a moon base by the year 2035. And Elon Musk wants to land on Mars by 2026. The European Space Agency craft called JUICE confirmed Earth is capable of supporting life. They tested it on us to make sure it can tell if other worlds can support life. JUICE stands for the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer. In camping news, here, check this out. I'm going to share this up on our screen at The Mike Show VA. A random guy found a 9-mile-wide crater in Canada while planning a camping trip. He was using Google Maps. Experts didn't know about it until now, and they think it's from a major asteroid impact millions of years ago. In junk food news, a post by New Mexico's Carlsbad Caverns went viral after a bag of Cheetos threatened to completely transform a cave's ecosystem. How? Well, a tourist apparently dropped the bag and didn't tell anybody. A park official said the processed corn formed the perfect environment to host microbial life and fungi. Then, crickets, mites, and spiders swarmed, spread the Cheeto dust all over the cave, and then mold started to grow. Park rangers spent 20 minutes removing the mold before it got worse. And they say it shows how a spilled snack can be world-changing to the life of a cave. And that's your nerd news this week in science. All right, coming up, we are going to put sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all coming up. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast, it's not responding. Still not responding. Go back to banners. Go back to brand. Still not responding. Okay. Well, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you by whoever comes up in the next commercial break. That's all on the way. Stay tuned. Oh, now it's responding. Okay. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open her up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Let's go directly to viral videos. There is an arcade claw machine hack all over TikTok that's supposed to up your chances of winning a toy. It hinges on the fact that those machines can be set so the claw grips things hard or not so hard. The video claims there's a cheat code. They used an AI voice, but we'll put up with it if it helps us win cool prizes, right?
Why is it that every time you try to grab a toy from the claw machine, you always miss it by just a little bit? It's because claw machines are set with sensitivity levels from 1 to 5, with 5 being the tightest grip and 1 being the loosest. Each time you start the machine, it randomly selects a level, but the chances of getting level 5 are the lowest. If you press left, right, down, down, and then press the grab button twice before starting, you'll hear a prompt sound. This means the machine has switched to level 5 sensitivity. If you try to grab it again at this time, you will come back to thank me.
Okay, I guess. A family in Illinois put 80 candles on a cake for their grandmother's birthday. What could possibly go wrong? It was already an inferno when they set the cake in front of her. She couldn't blow them out, and they quickly became a fire hazard. Luckily, here, listen.
I don't even know if this is safe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susie. Happy birthday to you. Blow! Help her out, somebody.
Good Lord.
Y'all, it's not going to happen.
Everybody blow. Everybody, there you go.
I think these are relighting candles.
No, they aren't.
Yes, they
They're
are.
Cheap ones. Oh, my God. You just ruined your cake.
No, just pat it with that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sounds like South Park. Luckily, they smashed them down with a plate to put the fire out. Yeah. Maybe just go with those candles shaped like numbers and always have a fire extinguisher open and ready to go. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, my. That's definitely stupid criminals. That's let's skip that one. And that one's Stupid Criminals as well. Ewan McGregor. That's how you pronounce it, right? Ewan? Well, now I'm doubting myself. So now I need a pronunciation. Ewan. Okay. Pronouncify. Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Thank you. Ewan McGregor. That's what I thought it was. And
Ewan McGregor.
She's irritated. All right. He got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Hayden Christensen spoke at the ceremony and talked about the warm welcome. Ewan. Now it's Ewan, right? It's
Ewan McGregor.
talks about the warm welcome Ewan gave him the first time they met. It was on the set of Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
Before I can even put eyes on him, I hear his voice, and he exclaims my name with more enthusiasm than I think I'd ever heard it spoken with before. I mean, he comes and just gives me the biggest hug, like just the most disarmingly warm embrace. He's telling me how excited he is to be working together and how much fun we're going to have doing our lightsaber training. And it was immediately apparent to me that I was meeting someone truly special, not just as an actor, but as a person. And I was meeting a friend.
There you go. Wow. Let's see. We talked about this in Nerd News. Space history happened yesterday when crew members of the Polaris Dawn mission suited up in specifically designed SpaceX gear and did a spacewalk outside the capsule. Here is audio of when billionaire Jared Isaacman exited to cheers of the ground crew.
The hatch is open on Dragon. First view from a helmet cam.
This is Jared now egressing through the forward hatch of Dragon Resilience. These are the first views of the first ever commercial spacewalk.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world. SpaceX EV1, that's for the huge team effort that it took to get us to this point. We know it's just the start.
Wow. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Today is National Hug Your Boss Day. Here's comedian Brian Regan on his first boss when he was a teenager.
My first job ever was a dishwasher at the International House of Pancakes. It's a true story. I was like 14 years old. After 3 months, the owner took me aside and said, "I'm promoting you today to busboy." And he said to me, "Please don't talk to any of the customers." He was adamant. He said, I've heard the kind of things your brain comes up with. Please, just let these people enjoy their pancakes. So I said, okay. I bust my very first table. I was walking back to the dish room, and I passed a woman sitting by herself eating a salad. It was lunchtime. And as I was walking by, she said, "Excuse me. Well, what am I supposed to do now?" "I'm not allowed to talk to anybody!" I thought, she's stopping me. I better stop, you know? So I put my tray down on another table, and I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "There is a hair in this salad." So I thought I'd be funny. And I said, "Well, there are no prizes or anything. Go get the owner." So now I had to go get the owner, who just 5 minutes ago told me not to talk to anybody. And I had to say, "I was just talking to this woman, and she's kind of upset and she wants to talk to you." He's looking at me like, how is this even humanly possible? We walk out to her table, and she says, "I just told this young man that there was a hair in my salad, and he told me that there are no prizes or anything." So he looks at me, and he looks at her, and he said, "He's right, there are no prizes or anything." The best boss in the history of bosses.
And there you go. That is your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up. What the heck? Yeah, we're going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. A 46-year-old guy named Sean Jackson stole a pickup truck in Ballot, Wisconsin. It's right on the Illinois border. And the reason he picked that specific truck is why it's in the news. He told the police he was on drugs and decided to try the door because he saw a bag of Fritos sitting on the seat. The truck was open, the keys were in it, so he just took off and presumably ate the big bag of Fritos. He used the truck to drive to a church where he broke into several other vehicles and stole someone's watch and stole a wallet with $400 inside. He used a credit card to buy stuff at Walgreens, Family Dollar, and McDonald's. He admitted to everything once police showed him security footage from various cameras that got him on video. It happened back in June, but the details just came out ahead of this trial. He's facing charges for burglary, identity theft, and possession of a stolen vehicle. So it's just one thing after another. I saw the Fritos, and then I stole the truck. And then I took the truck, and I broke into other vehicles, and I stole them. And then I used a credit card to buy stuff at... Yeah, anyway. Yikes. Then there is this. Earlier this month, a 58-year-old woman in Canada named Wendy Washick was outside playing with some neighborhood kids at a backyard barbecue when she picked up a water gun and started chasing the kids. It was one of those pump-style water guns, and she said she didn't really know how it worked because, quote, "It's not like I play with water guns at my age." She accidentally sprayed a neighbor in another yard who was 3 feet away cutting his grass. She tried to apologize, but the guy flipped out and called police. They came, and she was charged with assault with a weapon. The woman says the whole thing was very upsetting. She cried herself to sleep, and she's even been put on leave at work. She works as an educational assistant and can't go back until the case is cleared up. Police in the neighborhood say the neighbor is a jerk. People in the neighborhood say this neighbor is a jerk who's been problematic and has called the police repeatedly for very minor issues. The police wouldn't comment on the case. It seems like an egregious misuse of resources, by the way. Perhaps there's more to the story. Who knows? Wendy is due in court on September 24. And she's set up a crowdfunding campaign to help her with her legal fees. Here, we have some water. We have some water. We have some sound of the water gun incident.
Because I love kids and work with kids, I asked him if he had any water guns, and he said, yeah. I was trying to figure out how the water gun was working, and it accidentally hit the neighbor that was like maybe 3 feet away cutting his grass. They had told my husband to bring your wife out of the backyard, that I'm being charged with assault with a weapon. They didn't ask me one single question. They didn't interview one single person. I've cried myself to sleep many nights.
Good Lord. And this is just hideous. A man in D.C. was caught performing a lewd act on himself with a cucumber in broad daylight, then putting it back in his lunchbox and walking away. That's the wrong one.
I wanted in the buttocks. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Anyway, here are people from the neighborhood talking about what had happened.
I want my neighbors to know and keep an eye out for this person. I want parents to be mindful. They're high school students. They walk by themselves to and from school.
Just children walking around. You just have neighborhood kids, elementary school, middle school, and high school.
It was that eye contact that really unsettled me because it then continues for longer than one would imagine.
Oh my.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I don't think so either. Oh, we did that one. All right. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Last year, a Toronto woman was devastated when a sentimental painting went missing from her wall after her son threw a party and a friend of her son's took it. The painting was left on the street and it vanished. She decided on the anniversary of it being stolen, she would post a photo on Facebook to see if anybody had seen it. A woman got in touch with her only a few hours later and showed up at her door to give it back. Here are both women.
It was on its way to the thrift store next time I was going, so luckily I had seen this post and was able to get it back to Sarah. I realized the depth of what it meant to her. She was just so beside herself. She was so happy to get the painting back.
I feel so much better that it's back and I continue to look after it for her.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Come on out and join us tonight. We are going to be broadcasting live and on location from Three Roads Brewery. We're going to be there. It is a fundraising charity night with the Out of the Darkness Community Walks folks from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They are going to be joining us from 6 to 9 tonight. And you can round up whenever you pay your tab. There will be a question there. You can round up or you can make a percentage or a dollar amount donation that will go directly to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and this Out of the Darkness Community Walk here in Lynchburg. So join us tonight. We're going to be at Three Roads, and we've got the music of Daniel Capel. He's going to be joining us as well from 6 to 9. It's a mic'd up pop-up happy hour extended. It's not really happy hour, but it's extended. So you get the point. 6 to 9 tonight. Meet us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
I forgot to put dishes in there.
Who's going to do the dishes?
I will.